If you have an iPhone, an iPad, or any Apple device, you may have noticed some changes in how your gadget operates. The iOS 13 brought a range of new features. However, it's also apparently introduced a number of disruptive bugs. The iOS 13 has been updated twice since its installation in September, with the first attempt at rectifying the problems only 2 days after the original update. Will Goodbody, our business editor, can tell us more about this. So, Will, what's the problem?
Well, Brian, as you say, once or twice a year, Apple releases a major update to its iOS mobile operating system, and it's usually a positive development for Apple mobile device users, bringing with it a plethora of latest features, but not always. And sometimes, the updates bring with them a host of serious, unanticipated issues that cause huge frustration for users. Last month saw the introduction of iOS 13, the latest update, which promised a new feature or new features like a new dark look called dark mode and a new camera interface, photo and video editing tools, that kind of thing. But it was features that weren't planned or expected that may have been causing trouble for Apple users ever since. Since September, social media and Apple online support forums have been flooded with messages from frustrated customers who've been struggling with a number of bugs. And even the US Department of Defense urged employees not to update their iPhones to the early iOS 13 version a few weeks ago. So what kind of issues are we talking about? Well, there are many, I suppose, principally around calls. There's been issues with dropping of calls within a minute or two of them being placed. Also, the phone not ringing when a call is coming through. There have been battery drain issues reported too. Now, to be fair, that's often caused by the reindexation of operating system files and app updates after a major operating system update like this. There's also been some reports of overheating as well, and a range of issues with the Mail app, and the list goes on. So quite serious in some cases and quite frustrating for users.
And the remedies that have been offered by Apple?
Well, I suppose Apple hasn't said a whole lot on this. I mean, I contacted them about it last night to see what their official position was, and I've heard nothing back since. But this is a sort of part of a natural process of releasing new software, no matter how much engineering and beta testing goes on. Unfortunately, there will always be some flaws that get through. But in this case, reports suggest that Apple had been forced to rush the release of some of the later iOS 13 updates following a number of critical security issues that emerged recently. In particular, a pretty serious security flaw was found by Google's security researchers and reported to Apple. This was quickly patched by iOS 13.1, which was meant to fix many of the other vulnerabilities also, but so quickly, in fact, that it seems that the changes introduced a host of other issues and bugs along the way. And that's often the issue with these types of updates, that when a new version is released, users then complain about bugs, and in the process of trying to rapidly fix those bugs, the developers then create more problems. So far, there's actually been four versions of iOS 13 released in just 4 weeks, including the latest one just last night, and that's a pretty large number in such a scenario.
All right, Will, we leave it there. Thanks very much indeed for that. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, there. The time now just 8:30.